Certainly this summer's been another hot one, as many people, I'm sure, in North Tonawanda have been looking to get out to the pool and find a way to cool down this summer. One of the locations, though, in North Tonawanda that has been a focal point, I'm sure, for you and others in the city has been Memorial Park, and specifically the pool along Payne Avenue. What can you tell us about the latest in terms of the plans with that pool going forward?
Sure. In 2018, the city conducted a study to basically evaluate what the future of the pool could be or a new facility. Through that process, we took public input. I was on the council at that time, and it came back that the majority of residents wanted a new facility, which we understood considering, you know, the existing pool. It has a lot of history. However, it is kind of falling apart. It was unsafe. There were big expenses to kind of repair it. And so, you know, when COVID hit, everything kind of hit a wall, though, after that study. So when I took office in 22, we right away hired an engineering company to come in and help us design the pool, the new facility. We had a big steering committee with stakeholders, residents, city department heads, and we ended up coming up with a final design that we put out to the public a few times. And along this way, too, we had to find funding. So at this point, we were able to acquire close to $8.4 million in grants, funding sources through New York State Parks, National Parks, and actually a state appropriation through Assemblyman Conrad's office. So right now we are waiting on the last contract piece from the state in order to now move forward with construction, basically. And our timeline projects, we would start sometime in the fall, and we believe that we could get a couple months out of next year with the completed pool.
What kind of funding are you looking to obtain that needs to be in place before you can proceed with this project?
So all the funding is already locked in. It's really just the paperwork piece. A lot of times when we get these grants, there's a lot of papers that shuffle back and forth to the city, state, federal, whatever funding agency. That's really the delay in a lot of this. You know, if we had $8.4 million just on hand to build the pool, it'd be a lot quicker, but you know, it would cost us a lot more money then. So we're pretty grateful, at least, that we were able to acquire more or less all the money needed to cover the construction of the pool, which is very exciting. So I know it's been a frustrating summer. It's been very hot. We've tried to maintain the existing raindrop pool that's there just for, you know, the younger kids to use and cool off. But it is very old. We've had some issues with the pumps there. I believe we're up and running now. But we worked out a deal with the school district as well in the past couple of years where we could still use their facilities while we design and acquire funding here so kids could still learn how to swim.
And you said that you hope that the project can commence later on this year. Is the hope that then the project could be open, the pool could be open by next year, or is that going to be maybe an elongated process?
Correct. So the projected timeline right now is begin in the fall, and then the estimated completion time would allow for a couple months next summer.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the pool's been closed, I think, since I read 2023. What is in line to be revamped with this? Is it a complete overhaul of the pool and the entire facility, or are there certain elements that are going to be saved?
Right now, we have enough space on the site to create this new facility and some of the features with it. There is the splash pad piece of it. However, there is going to be a lap pool with a diving board. There are multiple slides. There's one of those big buckets that dumps water, sort of a playground water feature on it. And all these shaded areas, spray features, and a new concession building with locker rooms as well. So it really is everything that the community really expressed wanting in the new facility. It's for all ages. It's zero entry. So those who may be in a wheelchair or have some kind of disability, it's accessible for them as well. And so we're looking at then, what do we do with the existing memorial pool? What could we re-envision it as? It is designated as historic, so there are some restrictions. But even when we looked at, a lot of ideas were thrown around. One of them was, what if we cut it in half, created an entrance out of it? And even that cost alone looked to be close to $2 million to do something like that with the demo and then the restructuring of it. So now we really wanted to get through the new pool, the funding, make sure that that was in line because we knew it was going to take some time to do. And now we're really going to take a look at the existing pool and see what options we have really.